Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Both major party presidential candidates are courting the Latino vote today. Last hour, Republican Senator John McCain began speaking to the League of United Latin American Citizens. Democratic Senator Barack Obama is scheduled to address the convention at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The group includes Latino business and government leaders from across the country. A bipartisan report is urging any president to check with Congress before going to war. The National War Powers Commission called for a new law limiting the president's ability to declare war. The commission says its report is nonpartisan and not directed at any particular president or conflict. The group is calling for the repeal of the 1973 War Powers Act. If adopted, it would require the president to consult with Congress before sending troops into combat expected to last longer than a week. Now to Northern California, where residents are being evacuated from their homes after a new wildfire continues to burn. Up to 5,000 people are fleeing the Concal Cab Fire. That fire started overnight about 90 miles north of Sacramento. It has already burned 9,600 acres. About 20,000 firefighters are out today battling the more than 330 wildfires around the state. The Atlantic's first hurricane of the season, nicknamed Big Bertha, is not quite as big anymore. Hurricane Bertha has weakened from a Category 3 storm to a Category 2. Right now, it's about 975 miles southeast of Bermuda. Forecasters expect Bertha to weaken over the next couple of days, but people on the island of Bermuda are being told to keep a close eye on its progress just in case it changes its path. Well, global warming is high on the agenda of today's G8 summit. Group members announced the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2050. Group members are also insisting that China and India, who are not G8 members, have to agree. Environmentalists have called the future effort inadequate. Well, those are your headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.